Chaf Vav Adar Siman Kufiyud Halacha Vav, and we're going to Halacha Yud Beis. We're continuing with the careful steps that we need to take when it comes to making matzah. A lot of it has changed since the time of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but many things are exactly the same. So the utensil that's being used for kneading, you have to make sure there's no cracks. Otherwise, there's flour and water that could collect there and become chametz. When it comes to placing even the utensil, not to put it down on pillows and certain materials that create heat, but if it was done in the day, it's okay. One should be careful that after 18 minutes, you clean out the utensil. Now, in the standard systems that we have today, when you see matzah chaburas, this is exactly what they do. They have 18-minute cycles. The calculation actually begins from the time of the pouring of the water onto the flour. And then you have all the different steps and the people that are rolling and the people that are making the holes and the people that are putting it on the actual wooden poles, and then the person that perhaps maybe the most important person is the one that's running the oven, which is putting the matzahs into the oven. And there's many subtleties that if a person doesn't know the halachas, could easily chas v'shalom end up with chametz. And especially the guy next to the oven, he has to know not to be standing next to the oven with the with waiting in order to put in the matzahs because there's no space, or because he hasn't finished the other matzahs. All the different situations one has to be so careful. And as we'll get to in a moment, the folding and the swelling of the matzahs. So there's a lot of details that need to be done. So first of all, the kitzur, like I said, is looking at the idea of 18 minutes, and all the utensils have to always be properly cleaned each cycle. That's basics. In fact, today people wear gloves and people wear aprons and different things, and they switch it each time. The other discussion is where things fall into the dough itself. Now, this is not so common, but the kids have discussed if there's any sharp pepper or salt that falls in, because these things could warm up the dough and make it a shayla. And many times, all you have to do is remove the area where, let's say, the case that the kids have discussed is if you have a kernel that was found, so you have to remove the kernel and you have to remove an area of the thickness of a finger, it's called ovietzba, from that area where the kernel was found. And sometimes you have to throw the entire chametz, the entire dough. So you have to be careful and ask shaylos when it comes to these things. One of the basic principles is that dough will not become chametz if it's being dealt with. That means it's called, as long as you're being misasik, there's not a moment that's not being worked with. I don't know if there's a better word for that. Worked with the challah, you're working with the dough, so it will not become chametz. And that's the reason why the guy that's giving out the different pieces, if he sees that everyone's busy, he has to continuously work and re-roll the dough. Now, this is a very tricky part, because a lot of times you see someone, he's kind of like tapping and banging on the dough. That's doing nothing. If anything, it's actually making things worse. So that's why you need to know what you're doing. There's another more details about the rolling of the dough. First of all, when it comes to the dough itself, it should be the general custom when it comes to hand matzahs, it's round. And there's actually Kabbalistic reasons for that. But one should not be too busy with trying to make sure it's a perfect shape. Otherwise, it could run into folds and different problems. Another important factor is when your hands get stuck with dough, you should really rinse them. Now, like I said, usually they rinse everything in between in the 18-minute cycles. When it comes to the holes also, one should not be trying to make any type of layout and decorative types of holes. These are all things that would delay the process, and therefore one's not should not be doing. And a proper Yirei Shamayim, which is interesting, the Kitzur says that a person who is God-fearing, what he should do is make sure that in between, after, let's say, matzah was baked, and a lot of chaburas will do is they'll come and they'll re-kosher the oven, because who knows if the previous chabura group was careful with all the carefulness that was needed to be done. And lastly, maybe the most complicated shaila of matzah is what's called the kefel, where it's folded over, or nefucha, where it's swelled. So there is a good leniency to know, and that is that today our matzahs are very thin, so there is room to be on the shayla. Tshuva quotes this already, this concept, that perhaps maybe when we see swelling means when it looks like it puffs up, it's really only because of the heat of the oven and not because of any concern of chametz. And similarly, when it comes to folds, we're not so concerned. Nevertheless, lechatchila, the custom is usually that if there's a fold, they actually break off that piece where there's a fold and they throw it away. Or and include with that also what's called the width of an agudal, of a thumb. So this is true when it comes to the kefil, to the folded overs, and also when it comes to the swelling, and some even throw away the entire matzah if it's swelled. So that's why it's important to have some expertise in verifying whether this is a concern or not. And Hashem should help us that we should be zeichet to the right matzahs, the kosher matzahs, the most purest matzahs. Have a beautiful day.